From their fourth release, Grand Salami Time, that's the Baseball Project with the All or Nothings, wrapping up that set of rock and or roll here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about some Guadalcanal Diary? Went back to Walking in the Shadow of a Big Man with Watusi Rodeo. Also, how about Mickey Dolenz, by request? Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, the monkey, he's the last surviving monkey. Literally just put out an album, I'll say weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Maybe it's not out yet. No, I don't know. Called Dolenz Sings R.E.M., where he does only R.E.M. covers. And a caller called in and said, hey, Mockster, could you play Mickey's version of Radio Free Europe? And I was in this weird set of Southern jangle pop something going on. And I'm like, it'll fit right there. Right there before the Mickey Dolenz... from L.A., or no, from New York. I guess they're a New York band. Like upstate New York. Flash Cubes doing The Summer Sun, which was, okay, that's where the connection was. It was a Chris Stamey cover. Again, connection was all this Southern jangle pop stuff I was doing. Spinning Jennies doesn't really connect because it was a 3 o'clock cover, and that was an L.A. power pop band. Spinning Jennies doing Jet Fighter. And the Sponge Tones, originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, back in the 1980s, from their 1984 album, Torn Apart, and Shock Therapy. And I told you before I started the song, I'm like, listen for R.E.M. on that song. They are on the song. And if you know the story, they were actually doing hand claps. I think they were recording in the same studio or the same recording facility, like down the hall, one of those stories. So Don Dixon and the members of R.E.M. came into the Sponge Tones recording and put some hand claps on Shock Therapy for the Sponge Tones. Apollo Songs is my background music, and we'll be taking you to the end of this program. This is an encore program. If it's a Friday night, November 17th program, we've got a couple more hours. You just got to stay tuned. As always, you're listening to the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, that's enough Apollo Suns for him. Well, they're still going to be in the background, but jammed out. That was actually, I'll put it on my playlist there. That was Horses. Now, I'll tell you my fun Apollo Suns story is they actually played Pittsburgh probably 2 years ago. They're like a somewhere between a 7 and 14 piece instrumental collective out of Canada. And where did they play in Pittsburgh? They actually played at Arsenal Lanes. Yeah, part of the Wednesday Rock and Bowl series. All of them. Took up like all of lane 14 and heard some good reports from others who saw that show as well. But guess what? It is time now. It's, gee, Moxter, you're a little late, but it's time now for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar to let you know some things going on around town. Before I get into said calendar, I do want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination is located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and they've been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have gallery hours on the weekend, or you can visit them at Unblurred. What is Unblurred? It's the first Friday of every month on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, where venues open their doors, art galleries and all that, and you can kind of pop around, and it's a good time. It's from 6 to 9, first Friday of every month, or just call them, 412-924-0634. Their website, irmafreeman.org. Push our way into the thing called the WRCT Radio Calendar. Let you know some things that are happening around town, culturally for you. Like I've told you, I'm telling you up until this is, I will not tell you after this program because it will have happened, but the last of the Steel City Squares, their monthly square dances is coming up on November 25th. That is next week. My math is right. Maybe. Wait, my math can't be that right. Yeah, it's a week from tomorrow. Yeah, it's a square dance. It's for beginners and family friendly. And they have traditional Appalachian squares and a live band and a live caller, which is good. None of those recorded callers. You don't need any experience on the whole square dancing thing. I mean, when you're in like the third grade in gym class, did you have square dancing or is it just the school I went to? Anyway, they'll teach you the dances. There's a potluck. There's an open mic jam at 7. The dances start at 8. The last one in the fall is, again, a week from tomorrow, November 25th, at the Shiloh Center in Lawrenceville. For more information, you should email them in RSVP at squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. Also, the Miller Institute for Contemporary Art is hosting Impossible Music, bringing together sound, scores, sculptures, video, and live performances to extend discourses on conceptual and experimental music and explore its intersections across different art forms. If you don't know what that means, well, maybe you should stop by the Miller Institute for Contemporary Art here on the CMU campus and find out, because it's going on now through December 10th. More information at miller-ica.cmu.edu. Also, don't forget patterns. They can be found everywhere from nature to science to the Viva La Mock radio program and so much more. There's a new exhibition at the Pittsburgh Glass Center called This is Becoming a Pattern. And it's a collection of works by 6 innovative artists from around the world who push patterns in new directions. For more information on it, go to pittsburghglasscenter.org. This is, again, on display now at the Glass Center, now through December 21st. Glass Center is located, they're actually on the Friendship side. I don't know why. The thing says they're Bloomfield-Garfield, but they're technically 5472 Penn Avenue is in the Friendship neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Let's see. Anything else? I mean, there's tons of stuff. What do I want? Ooh, here's one. 707 Gallery is presenting Death of a Lunar Cult, featuring 12 new paintings by Zach Brown, which referenced the different epochs and shifts from lunar to solar worship throughout history. It's going on now at 707 Penn Avenue at the 707 Gallery downtown through January 7th. More information on that at trustarts.org. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have something to include on this calendar, send us an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. I'll try to get it on there for you. Turn the attention now. Let me turn the page. I needed a sound effect. I'm going to try to do a Jay Thurber because he's got wacky sound effects and everything. I'm just going to do live Foley right here. Time to turn the page. And let's check out the WRCT music calendar. Some shows happening this weekend. Moonwalker's playing Preserving Underground tomorrow in New Kensington. Gina Gori, I played it earlier. Did you not hear me play the Gina Gori? Performing at the Government Center on the north side with Kiss Whistle and Late. Paging Dr. Moon is performing at the Hollywood Theater with Brocktopus. I just saw Paging Dr. Moon at Arsenal Lanes a few weeks ago. See, just go to places and you'll see some cool bands. Consider the Source with Trailheads are at the Thunderbird. These are all happening tomorrow. The Elevators, along with Schwazy and Surfer Girl at Mr. Small's on Sunday. The Outer Limits are playing Poetry Lounge in Millvale for their Surfs Up Sunday. And I, the Mockster, yeah, me, I'm going to be at Arsenal Lane spinning music. Speaking of the Arsenal and the Lanes. The Greer Cabaret Lounge on Tuesday is hosting Reggie Watkins. The Wildlife is at the Thunderbird with Broadside, Worry Club, and Not My Weekend on Tuesday the 21st as well. Donna O at Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday, part of their Rock and Bowl series. That is the night before Thanksgiving. You can also catch Whorehound and the Molecule Party at the Club Cafe that night as well. Nothing's going on in Thanksgiving except for you eating. Whether you're celebrating or not, you're going to eat, hopefully, and maybe take a nap. Chalk Dinosaur at the Thunderbird on Friday the 24th. Dizzy at the Club Cafe. The Affordable Floors. Huh. You know what? Maybe I'll go pull some Affordable Floors and play that because they are performing on Saturday the 25th with Seven Imaginary Boys at Mr. Small's. What else do I have for you? The Shred Shed, not familiar with this, but it's a venue. Has First Fragment and Victims of Contagion. I think both the venue name and the band names tell you. If that's the type of show you want to go see. The Regal Suite on Thursday the 30th with Guitar Zach. That's happening. That got me through November, right? Well, let's just stick with that. That's my WRCT radio calendar. Now, if you have an event to include on this calendar, you should email somebody. Hopefully, they'll answer music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music calendar, the radio calendar each and every day. Whew! Each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. Jay Thurber will do his best version of the radio calendar tomorrow during Radio 9. That's the 2 o'clock slot. Speaking of Jay Thurber, do you know who that guy is? Around here we call him Uncle Jay. Not sure why, but at least I call him Uncle Jay. Uncle Jay Thurber does a show called Radio 9. Takes the classic rock hits of no generation and plays them backwards. It's a weird, weird show, and it ends up sounding like oldies and newies and some snark in there, and I lied about most of the show. He just plays a lot of good songs. Yeah, a lot of oldies, he really does, and then he'll throw new music in that I've never heard. He is so much hipper than the Mockster. And then he does bits, which is fun. Listen to that show. I'm going to just request. I'm going to listen tomorrow. I'll let you listen tomorrow. And then we'll next time we get together, we'll take notes on the show. It's Radio 9, noon to 3, right here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Let's get ourselves back, though, back to what we call the Viva Lamont radio program right after this. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just pushing this button, I'm pushing that button, and I have everything muted. So let's just pretend I said all that other stuff, and then now we will hear this public service announcement.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
So I have a story for you about the fact that I just bought a new appliance for my RV, and the story of the delivery and everything, and it just made me say, should I play?
Hold me tight as I'm screaming in circles. She will die. fair.
I'm not complaining. I'm just ready to
trade me spots. Trade me spots. Trade me spots.
Thank you.
Brand new music from Frankie and the Witchfingers. I heard Frankie was in town recently. I think that's the show I heard. And I missed it. Totally missed it. Brand new album. It's called Day to Doom. That was a future phobic. I'll tell you a story about that very specific song and the very first time I heard it, which was recently. But let me tell you the other songs I played first. Before the Frankie and the Witchfingers, Unum Claw with a brand new release called Save the Baby. Played a Jimmy Neutron from that. Robert Pollard of Guided by Voices fame, little project he had called The Takeovers. But of course, being Bob Pollard, it doesn't make his song title simple for me to read, but this one was called Be It Not for the Serpentine Rain Dodger from The Takeovers. Snitches in that set with In My Head and Lemonhead start off the entire set. Giving the ode to a stove. I actually did not get a stove, but I did get an appliance, and it's fitting in my pop-up camper so nicely. The second time the retailer tried to deliver it. The first time I just had issues. I didn't have the issues. The issues were the people who brought it actually weren't capable of installing it. And then they got all cranky and left and took it with them and then canceled my order, and I had to call up and reorder it. Maybe it's a good thing the Moxer wasn't on the air last Friday. We're all happy to know, safe and sound, the redelivery happened. And now it's just sitting there, unhooked up, unattached. Oh, I know. I forgot, after I played all that jangly pop stuff earlier, I was going to talk about a show that loves the jangle pop. It's Breakfast for Dinner, Sundays at 6. Yeah, DJ Chris Wired serves up a audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, including jangle pop, power pop, psychedelic, and all that good stuff's on the menu. Again, it's Sunday nights from 6 to 7 here on 88.3, and you can stream it like you can stream this show, WRCT.org. It's true. It is true. It's true. I also have a mock in this portion of the Viva La Mock radio program. Don Gibson passed away on this day. I don't have the date right now. I have the date. I don't have the year. But I'm going to play songs written by Don Gibson that he performed first, but cover songs of that. So some of Don Gibson's hits he didn't write, but he wrote a whole bunch of songs. So I think I moved it up to 8. I'm going to do 8 songs in my Don Gibson mock. Earlier in my program, you may have heard me debut the brand new Jamie Hoover EP, Top Banana. So I'm just going to keep that trend going of debuting new releases. This one's brand new as well. It drops. Yep, I'm going to use the term. It drops like I'm hip. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that wears a bandana and a hat and has another scarf on. Wait, no, that was Bret Michaels. Never mind. It actually is released or hits your stores, your favorite stores, on December 1st. It's LA's Splang. Splang, that's how you say it. Splang. They have a brand new release out called Thank You, Valued Customer. So from said release, how about a little Mushroom Man from Mars?
They love to tell the dirty jokes, yeah, yeah, yeah. kicking down the doors. They're stealing our disguise. Little mushroom funky friends. You never think the night'll end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing here is as it seems. Once a nightmare, now a dream. Underneath the new
You're the employee of the year. The employee of the year. And your parking space is close to the place that you fear. You're the employee of the year. The employee of the year. And your parking space.
Yes, there is something you can do, my love. Won't you help me through these troubled times? And start to remind that everything is gonna be alright, despite my fighting bitter tears. These are the very best years. These days, Father's not the man. That we knew, and you know we get so old. That's when you find me alone with my will and my wine and the scars to show. Yes, there is something you can do. Seen eloquence and experience and cried cold.
Have you seen my papers? There's a wonder kid, and he's only two. He's only two. He's playing Beethoven on his violin. And there's something I don't need to get to. Cause I've seen eloquence and its fearsome scrap. I've seen
hailing from Bloomington, Indiana, after relocating. Well, originally from Bloomington, then they went to Boston and started a band, and then they came back here with a different band. And anyway, that's Antenna. What am I rambling about? John Strome and Frida Love of Antenna were in the Blake Babies with Juliana Hatfield. Then they branched off and did that. Upon the demise of said Blake Babies. That was from their debut album, Sway, with a Delta 88. Before that, Jason Faulkner. He's in a bazillion bands. I think he really kind of cut his teeth in the later version of the 3 O'Clock, but from his Can You Still Feel album, Eloquence. The Grays, a band that Jason Faulkner was in with John Bryan. Doing Very Best Years before that. The Solipsistics gave us Employee of the Year. I think John Bryan, I always wanted to say he produced it, but I was reading the liner notes and I realized Earl Mankey actually recorded it, so that means something. But John Bryan does have some writing credits on that. Solipsistics release. And a band that somehow reminded me of the Solipsistics, Splang, with their brand new album out, Thank You, Valued Customer. You'll be hearing a lot more of that on the Viva La Mock radio program. I gave it its WRCT debut just now with Little Mushroom Men from Mars, the track I chose to introduce you to, Splang, or at least their latest. They've got 6 albums out, so maybe you're like, dude, I know who they are. I'm cool. I gotcha. I do want to tell you that Parkinson's disease afflicts 1 million people in the U.S. and Canada. But people who have the disease can live meaningful and productive lives. Guidelines from the American Academy of Neurologists help neurologists make early, accurate diagnosis, and they optimize proven and effective therapies. They track how quickly the disease may progress and tailor treatment accordingly. Early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain a good quality of life. For more information, visit AAN.com. Normally around this time, nothing's normal about this radio program. Normally around this time, I do a thing called the mock. Now, I'm doing a mock. I'm doing a Don Gibson mock, but I want to play 3? Maybe I'll go to 4? Songs, one more set of music before I get into the mock. It's just, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that, and then the mock will be here, and then the show will go on, and then all of a sudden, boom, the show's over. I know, that's how it works. If you'd like to have something included in this show, call me at 412-268-WRCT. Again, if it's Friday, November 17th, 2023, please call me at 412-268-WRCT, or don't call me. Email me. That's such an easier way to communicate because I'm working. I'm multitasking. I'm running into the record library. I'm sometimes using the bathroom. I'm eating. Email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Oh, and I'll tell you a backstory. I was talking about that Frankie and the Witch Fingers. And I told you how to start. I know. I'm way. How about I tell you next time I play it? Because it's just, it's not going to segue, is it? Is it? Still a good story. You know, it was. Believe it or not, 20 years ago. And I remember it actually. It was 20 years ago today that the Let It Be Naked release came out. The Beatles releasing Let It Be without the Phil Spector wall of sound. It's going to slow things down a little bit, but I wanted to play something off of that before we get into the mock. How about the title track?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Could make a wish, I think I'd pass. Can't think of anything I need. No cigarettes, no sleep, no light.